If you grew up in the USSR or you have family who did, this will sound familiar.
It's Chiburashka.
That's Chiburashka. Think the Soviet Union's version of Mickey Mouse. Except Chiburashka isn't a mouse, and though to some he looks kind of like a bear, he's not that either. But he does have big round ears. There's a reason we're talking about this. Edward Uspensky died this week. He was the writer who created Chiburashka and many other well-loved children's stories and cartoons during the Soviet era. My colleagues Lucy Matarossian and Daniel Offman grew up on his work. They're both producers here in the newsroom. And I asked them about the reaction to Uspensky's death.
While I was producing the show the entire time, I just kind of wanted to go to our editor, William, and say, this writer died and he's really important to me. And I knew that Daniel is the only other Russian speaker in the newsroom, and that's why it was really important for me to flag him down and tell him that Uspensky died. And then we both kind of looked at each other and we agreed that we didn't even know who Uspensky was. We didn't know his name, but we knew about his works, especially about Chiburashka.
And then as soon as I heard it was the creator of Chiburashka, my heart sank. It was terrible. It was so sad. But it was kind of an odd situation where I didn't know who he was, and I've spent the last couple of days reading up about him and becoming ever more sad as I read about his work and his repertoire and recount what I grew up on, all these cartoons that both of us grew up on.
Now, Chiburashka seems to be the key character here. Daniel, tell us about him or her. We're not sure which.
So, as you said, Chiburashka is kind of this unknown creature. He kind of looks like a bear, kind of looks like a mouse, kind of looks like a little circular orange thing. And I think that's the point. You're not supposed to know the origin of this character. He's found, he kind of arrives on the scene in the first episode, kind of jumping out of this orange crate. And this fruit vendor just discovers Chiburashka and just tries to find out what this creature is.
Okay. Чебурашка. Фу ты, Чебурашка какой. Что же мне с тобой делать?
And I looked at that first episode, and he takes them back to the zoo thinking that he may have escaped from the local zoo, and they say, no, you know, he doesn't belong here. I mean, Lucy, what is it about Chiburashka that you identified with?
I actually went back to Chiburashka a few times as a teenager. I don't remember what exactly stuck out to me when I was a kid, but as a teenager, I just for whatever reason decided, you know, I just met my grandmother and my mother's side of the family for the first time. They live in Lithuania, and I wanted to get better at Russian, and I was like, oh, Chiburashka, I'll just start rewatching that. And it ended up meaning so much more to me because I started seeing these themes of loneliness and also just seeing these images of the pioneers, which is all of these children in the communist era who grew up going to these camps, and my mom was one of them, and they wear these orange bandanas, and my mom, when I pointed it out to her, I was like, was that you? And she's like, yeah. So it was kind of a way for me to reconnect and be able to understand where my parents and my family come from.
The pioneers you talked about, is that sort of the Soviet youth groups?
Yeah, exactly. I think the show also kind of showed how to be a good communist. And in fact, these pioneers actually started singing the songs from Chiburashka later on and memorizing them. And it was a part of their camp requirements.
Lucy, I understand there's a favorite clip you'd like us to hear.
There's actually two. So the first one, you'll hear Chiburashka entering the crocodile Gana's home, because Gana had just put out these Craigslist type ads where he's like, I'm lonely and I need friends. And Chiburashka, he sees this ad and he goes to Gana's home and he just sort of walks in and he's like, this is me.
Chiburashka.
Кто вы такой? Я не знаю.
The little girl who's with Gana, who had also answered to his ad, she's like, do you happen to be a bear cub? And Chiburashka's like, well, I don't know. And maybe bear is a sort of symbolism of being Russian. And he's saying, I don't really know if I'm Russian. I don't really know who I am. And at the end, Gana's like, I'll sort this out. And he brings out this dictionary and he starts listing all the chair words in Russian. So chimadan is suitcase, and he's like, I can't seem to find you, but that's okay.
And about that, the suitcase, him kind of ending with a suitcase, is kind of a symbol of displacement, of movement, of migration. And that's kind of a big part of this character. As I said earlier, we don't really know what Chiburashka is. And throughout the show, it's about finding out who you are, finding a community, finding friends. And Chiburashka is kind of a symbol of someone who doesn't fit in anywhere. So for a kid, and even for someone looking at it now, you could really identify with this character.
Are you saying that there was sort of a certain Russianness or Soviet overlay to it, to the idea of displacement?
So there are a lot of layers to this funny little character. Many of the people who worked on this cartoon were actually of Jewish origin. Many of them were persecuted by the Soviet regime. Many of them came from different areas in the Soviet Union and ended up in Moscow working on this show. So there are just so many, starting from the oranges, there are just so many symbols, so many little Easter eggs showing that kind of Jewish origin. Famously, a lot of the oranges in the Soviet Union were imported from Israel. And this is kind of a point of pride for many Soviet Jews. And actually, I remember my parents telling me about the oranges, saying that shopkeepers would spend time crossing out the Jaffa oranges symbol. And at times they would write Morocco over it, or they would just make sure that no one knew where the oranges were from. And so Chiburashka literally coming from an orange box, was kind of a symbol, like a little hint to the Jewish nature of many of the writers and creators of the show.
I think that this otherness that Chiburashka represents, a lot of people do feel like maybe you're not Russian enough, and that's really complicated to explain, but even for me, since my family is ethnically Armenian and part Russian, I say that my mom, she's Russian, she's ethnically Russian, but when people ask me where she was born and I say Tbilisi in Georgia, they're like, oh, she's not Russian, she's Georgian. And to me, that's like, wait, what? But and people will even say that, Russians will even say that to people who were born outside of St. Petersburg or Moscow. You're not really Russian. And even, I think, for you, Daniel, you can identify with that, being Russian and Jewish.
It's hard to define what Russian really means. And for many smaller ethnic groups or many religious groups, it's hard for them to identify as Russians, because the Russians, the Moscowites or people from St. Petersburg, never really accepted them.
Lucy, you mentioned you had a second clip you wanted us to hear about Chiburashka.
Yeah, I do have another clip, and this one is Gana, the crocodile, making this profound realization about loneliness.
А вы знаете, сколько в нашем городе живет таких одиноких, как Чандр и Тобик, и никто их не жалеет, когда им бывает.
So what's happening here is Gana, the crocodile, Chiburashka's friend, he makes this realization that it's not only them who are lonely. There's other people like Leb Chander, who is the lion, and Chiburashka and the little girl Galya, who's with them. They're like, but we want to help them. What do we do? And Gana says, I've got it. We should just make everybody become friends.
А я уже придумал. Их надо передружить.
Then what happens next is that they literally just start building this friendship house. Everybody comes in with bricks and tools, and everybody's helping, and more people come, and they're like, do you need help? And they're like, of course. So I think that's also kind of to show us what communism must have looked like, or what people thought was valuable back then. What were their priorities? And it was, you know, we have this community, and we're going to take care of each other, and we're going to build this house if nobody else is going to build it for us.
Yeah, and it's so interesting how the show could kind of balance that, what you're describing as this kind of idealistic vision of what communism should be or could be and perhaps never was, and how they're also able to identify a character like Chiburashka who never fit into the system. And you kind of have both of those things coming out in this kid's cartoon.
Lucy Matarossian and Daniel Offman are producers here at The World. They've been remembering one of their favorite Soviet writers from their childhood and the characters he created. Thanks, Lucy and Daniel.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.